So I decided to host a beta roundtable on that very subject. There are many ways to define what a concept album is. Urban Dictionary says it's a collection of songs written around one central theme or idea. We even put the question to you alphas and heard from a few of you. At Mr. G on Twitter said their favorite concept album is Bowie's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Alpha Evan commented to Beta that his favorite concept album is Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. He writes that the song Time, quote, has had a significant impact on how I perceive my own life and what work lies ahead in the future. And Alan Parsons' clock chimes at the beginning just might be the most ingenious avant-garde arrangement ever. End quote. I'm joined now by Beta Technical Director Steve Gotcher, Wisconsin Life's Executive Producer and Host Maureen McCollum, and Wisconsin Public Radio's News and Classical Network Program Director Peter Bryant. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello there.
Good to have you with us. Peter, let's start with you. How do you define the concept album, and what is your favorite?
Personally, I think most concept albums really aren't concept albums.
Ooh, it's how just so?
It's a hook, you know, to make it stand out.
Marketing kind of thing?
Well, from just a collection of songs. Yeah. But most of them promise a lot but don't deliver. Mm-hmm. But if it's a good collection of songs, it doesn't really matter. My favorite is, I'm not in a position to say what the best is, I don't think, but my personal favorite is by Rick Wakeman, keyboard player for Yes.
Yes.
Who did a lot of very silly concept albums with orchestra and choir. They have terrific music, but they're a bit over the top. But this one, The Six Wives of Henry VIII, is all instrumental, so it saves you from cringeworthy lyrics, and it has a terrific variety of music on it. It's beautifully played, and I think it still holds up. So that would get my vote for a favorite.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Maureen, how about you?
Well, I'm a fan of many different types of concept albums. I like the concept album because I like when a collection of songs takes me somewhere and almost creates this movie within my head. I wanted to talk about one of my favorite concept albums from the 90s, and that would be The Mollusk by Ween. The Mollusk is this, it takes you on this bizarre, psychedelic, oceanic adventure. And in classic Ween fashion, you know, there's a lot of great guitar riffs. They don't stick to one genre, and that's what I love about that band so much. They're all over the place. There's a lot of vocal manipulation. Gene and Dean Ween, the main songwriters, have said that this is their favorite work of art that they've ever created.
Mm. Do you have a favorite track on the album?
The songs that I really like that take you in this bizarre underwater journey would be the second song, The Mollusk.
Mm. There's this title track.
Yeah, the title track.
Yeah.
There's this beautiful, it has this like beautiful swirling hook to it. And so when I listen to this song, I feel like I'm kind of floating along the ocean floor, along with the band and along with this little boy who finds a mollusk.
Hey, little boy, what you got there?
There's some other great songs that relate to being undersea, like Polka Dot Tail, which they've kind of said is a children's song.
Mm.
There's The Golden Eel, which is pretty epic. And then one of my favorite songs, it's very trippy. There's a lot of Moog used in it, and it's a song called Mutilated Lips.
I lick my grave in silence. Rasmus, my head is dead.
So it's lovely. It's a wonderful album. It's all over the place, and that's why I love it so much.
There you go. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Very curious to hear it now. Now let's turn our attention to Steve. What's your favorite concept album?
I have several. The first one is considered to be one of the first concept records, and it's by Frank Sinatra called In the Wee Small Hours. Came out in 1955, but he started working on it in 1946.
Oh, wow. So 9 years in the making.
And it's songs about loneliness and introspection and lost love and failed relationships and depression and nightlife, and those are all themes that resonate with me quite deeply.
Me too.
Yeah.
What is your favorite track? There's a title track, isn't it?
I suppose In the Wee Small Hours, but I just like listening to the whole record. And that's one of the things I like about concept albums is that I love listening to albums from beginning to end anyway. So if there's a theme that runs through it, I'm all for it. The other one I want to mention is Frank Zappa's 1979 album, Joe's Garage, which is considered a rock opera. It's silly. He even calls it a stupid little story about how the government is going to do away with music. The story is told by the character identified as the
Central Scrutinizer.
One of the reasons I like it the best is because of this line.
Joe has just worked himself into an imaginary frenzy during the fade-out of his imaginary song. He begins to feel depressed now. He knows the end is near. He has realized at last that imaginary guitar notes and imaginary vocals exist only in the imagination of the imaginer.
And that is the culmination of the entire three record set opera.
That's some heady stuff there.
What could be more frivolous than that?
I don't know.
But my number one would have to be 2006's The Crane Wife from The Decemberists, which is based on a Japanese folktale and also inspired by William Shakespeare's The Tempest.
It was a white crane. It was a helpless thing upon a red stain with an arrow in its wing. And it called and cried, and it called and cried, sigh.
You've got some more here.
I wanted to also include one that I discovered just about a year or so ago, Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer from 2018. It is a brilliant record. It is an amazing feminist record, and I love the way she asserts herself as a woman in this record. It's a delight through and through. It's about reckoning, celebration, and reclamation, and it just holds together all the way through, and there's a 46-minute movie that goes along with it that is actually very good as well.
I got to see her perform part of this at Summerfest, and it was absolutely incredible. I mean, the theme stayed on point within each song, too, the way that they perform the songs.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, I noticed you were smiling and nodding as Steve was talking, Maureen, would you call that one of your favorite concept albums, too?
I mean, it's definitely an amazing concept album. It's interesting when you have someone like Janelle Monáe, who has, I don't know if she's like helped bring back the concept album, but kind of around that time too was when Beyoncé's Lemonade was released. And that is, you know, a concept which is essentially like, don't mess with Beyoncé or she'll get back at you. And I think, you know, those albums kind of came out around the same time. And so I like those two albums in the sense that it's strong, powerful women taking a stand.
So I've got a lot of concept albums to check out. And that's a great note on which to end. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Doug.
And thanks to you, one Stephen Charles Gotcher.
Can I go have my lunch now?
Absolutely. And Alphas, if you have a concept album we should check out, send it to the show at beta@wpr.org. That does it for this edition of Beta. Thanks to our guests, Felicia Day, Gareth Reynolds, and Seth Kaufman. If you want to hear it again or binge on past episodes, subscribe to the Beta Podcast via Apple Podcasts or wherever you catch your favorite pods. And make sure to let us know what you think by leaving a rating or a comment. You can keep up with us during the week.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind.
Online at wpr.org/beta or on Twitter at WPR Beta.
Why aren't you calling?
Beta is a production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Red Meat Productions.
Fantastic!
Our music and technical director is Steve Gotcher.
You still got it! Just living the dream, I love that!
Our executive producer, nay, showrunner, is Adam Friedrich.
I'm not even gonna say it, but you know I'm upset.
And thanks to you, our alphas. We'll see you next week. I'm Doug Gordon.
There he is. It's the big guy. Get in here.